Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, there are certain stories that we enjoy doing and some that we cringe at the thought of ever having to do. And this would be one of them today. We're talking with Harold Kopus about all of the situations in Flint and perhaps related situations in Toledo and Virginia. Hello, Harold. How are you?
I'm doing super.
What can you tell us about what has happened thus far in terms of this investigation? I know there are some very sensitive areas.
Well, it certainly is sensitive, and it's horrible when you start putting it together and realize that there's a potential that this individual may not be just operating only in the Flint area. He may have moved on to or has been in Toledo and then in the Virginia area. If that's true, then we really have a very sick individual, and that's a real concern as he's honing his craft.
How likely is it that these murders are connected?
You know, I think it's too early. I think there are potential for copycats, and that you have to take that in consideration. It happens a lot. The ones in and around Flint, I think those are all going to be attributed to one person. I think it'd be right now it's too much here to think that maybe Virginia and Toledo involved, but it has to be checked out.
Former FBI agent Harold Kopus, our guest on Ebling and You. Harold, when you think of someone who may just be honing his craft, as you say, or learning how to kill, that makes us even scarier.
Well, I think it does. I think the interesting thing is that what I've said before is the actual use of a gun is rather impersonal. We see kids today with their video games, killing with a gun doesn't mean anything. Once you take that knife, though, it's you against the other person. And it really gets down to who has superior strength. This guy appears that what he's doing is he's taking on weaker people initially, learning what he has to do, and then as he hones those skills, he moves up the food chain, you might say, going for more targets and better skilled targets, which means he still thinks he can overpower them, but that also means that his evil will start spreading.
13 attacks thus far reported in the state of Michigan and the Flint area, and all but one of those committed against African Americans. Here we have a composite sketch, and it shows what appears to be a white male in a baseball cap. In terms of the MO for these killings and the way this is done, how unusual is it that someone would have this kind of pattern?
Probably not that unusual. I take you back a few years to the Atlanta child murders.
Mm-hmm.
You had children being picked on a certain group, and that was an easy prey.
Mm-hmm.
My reaction when I look at this is that he's picking on individuals that he knows he can overpower.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, he hasn't got a lot of fear. He's been described as someone stocky, probably muscular, and mm-hmm. I'll almost guarantee you he likes that thrill of putting that knife in and doing what he's doing.
He is attacking African-American men, not women or children, however, right?
Yes, he is, and that may have some, in his world, some perverted approach that he will not attack, a female or a child. Doesn't mean he's right. It just means in his wacky brain, that's how he's operating.
I see some of the ages here. Frank Kellybrew, age 60. The latest victim, Arnold Miner, age 49. Are they mostly in that age range, or do they get older than that?
Well, I think what's happening is he's targeting that age range because he knows he has a better chance from a conditioning standpoint
mm-hmm.
that he can overpower them.
Mm-hmm.
The fear will be when you start seeing people who are younger in their 20s and 30s who are more physically fit, who may be able to ward off such an attack. That's when you realize that the guy has now definitely crossed that line.
Our guest, Harold Kopus, former FBI agent, now head of Kopus Security Consultants in Atlanta. Harold, you say that race has nothing to do with this. How can you say that?
Well, I think what happens here is that it's an easy thing to say, and it's an easy thing to bring up. I think he's looking for a target, an opportunity. And what he's chosen is what, in his mind, will be an area where there's a more probably a congregation of poorer people. And in this particular case, he's chosen the African-American community, and that's where he's decided he'll make his stand. Now, what he hasn't run up against yet, whether it's in that community or a Latino community, is somebody who's just as tough as he is.
Mm-hmm. He's probably going to be very careful about who he selects as future victims if this pattern continues. You talk about this being an impulse that is irresistible for some of the deviant portion of our society, and you compare it to a lion or a tiger eating flesh.
Yes.
Can you explain that about the taste of blood and what that does to some people?
Well, I think what happens with a guy like this is that now that he has gone over to that dark side, he finds this exciting. Now, there's something wrong in the psyche in that brain that says that that's exciting. Most of us would never think like that, but he is, and he does. And when you use that knife, highly personal, a lot of blood, there's no way you're going to come back from that scene without being covered in blood. This guy doesn't care, and that's what makes him dangerous.
All right. In terms of the other murders in other locales, how difficult would it be for him to cover that length of territory and to be in what would seem to be two places at once?
Well, that makes it difficult. Now, I don't have the timeline laid out with all the victims. So once you do that, and that's a police response now at this stage, once
right.
that's done, if we have overlaps, then you know, it can't possibly be the same guy.
And we say that everyone wants their 15 minutes of fame. It may be that someone has read about this now and said, hey, this looks like a lot of fun.
Well, we always have copycats.
Yeah.
Copycats happen all the time. That's horrible. But you may also have a guy, if it's possible they're not, there's an overlay here with dates and whatever, we may have a guy that has a type job that allows him to travel. Possibly you're looking at a truck driver, something of this nature, where he doesn't have a set schedule that most of us have to show up every day at work like me and you.
All right, I'm sure if you have not seen the sketch yet, the police sketch, you can. You can see it a lot of different places online. Described as a white male, 5'11 to 6 feet 2 inches tall, muscular build, light-colored hair, wearing a baseball cap. Anyone with additional information can call the Flint Police Department or just call Crime Stoppers. And that's 800-422-JAIL. That's an easy one to remember. 800-422-JAIL. Harold, last question. When this individual is apprehended, and I hope that is very soon, will that be, as you suggest, because he will make a poor choice of victims, because someone will recognize him, or will there be some other procedural slip along the way?
I think it'll be a combination of both. As he gets his craft down, and that sounds horrible, but that's what it is. As he becomes better, he becomes bolder. And when you become bold, bad things generally happen. And it's horrible that it could go like that, but that may be our one shot at getting this guy. Gets bold, takes on the wrong victim, does it in the wrong place, and he's captured. And I'll tell you this, when he's captured, he'll probably go meekly.
Really?
Yes, sir. He is not going to be a guy that is going to confront the police at this stage. This is going to be a guy that's going to lay that knife down, throw his hands up, and end of story. This is a coward.
A coward, and maybe someone who subconsciously wants to be apprehended.
Oh, you think so? Doing the things he's done is a miracle that hasn't happened already. It'll be fun, in quotes, to be able to analyze this guy when he is caught.
Well, let's hope that's very, very soon. Harold Kopus, our guest, former FBI agent, talking about these murders in the Flint area since mid-May. We're talking about five African-American men killed and 8 others attacked, and now we have very, very similar incidents in other areas, Toledo and in Virginia. Harold, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
All right. We will be back with much, much more. We're going to talk with Todd Haywood in the Michigan Messenger, and we're going to chat about the oil spill in Kalamazoo River and find out what Enbridge is really doing. We've heard a lot of statements on both sides here, and Todd has been on top of this story as much as anyone has since it broke. So we'll talk with Todd in just a moment after this check of weather and sports.